We're learning Shmir Saloshin, Shar HaTayra Perek Dalit, and in this Perek, the Chavetz Chaim is discussing a little different from what he discussed in Perek Gimel. In Perek Gimel, he was discussing the reward which awaits a person and in the world to come, as well as here in this world, for learning Torah. Here we're discussing the flip side. And it's important to discuss the flip side as well. The flip side meaning the punishment. And not just the punishment, but also the outcome of what happens when people don't learn Torah when they could be learning Torah. And he says as follows. We are in the paragraph which begins in many editions, Ubazeh Yuvan. He now brings us from Gemara and Brachas, Ubazeh Yuvan Ma'ashamur Chazal, the Gemara and Brachas tells us, and Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Kol She'ef Shaloi Lasek B'Torah V'Einu Yoisek. Anyone who has the ability to be involved in Limud HaTorah, V'Einu Yoisek, but he decides not to. What that means is he decides not to. We're not discussing cases and situations where a person does not have the ability, but he decides not to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Olav Yisurin Michayorin V'Oichrin Oisai. What's the response? What's the response? What happens to this person? What does Hashem do to such an individual who has the ability to learn Torah, but he doesn't? The Gemara Brachas tells us Hashem inflicts on this person all kinds of terrible suffering and tragedies. Yisurin Michayorin V'Oichrin Oisai. Terrible tragedies befall such a person who has the ability to learn Torah and he does not. And he brings a pasuk, the Gemara brings a pasuk and tell him, Ne'alamti dumio hechshesi mitoiv uch'eve nekar. We're going to see that toiv is Torah and this person is taking the toiv, the good, away from himself. As the pasuk says, with stillness I became mute. Ne'alamti dumio. Hechsheisi mitoiv uch'eivei nekar. I was silent from the hope of good things, even though my pain was intense. What does this mean? V'ein toiv, says the Gemara, ela toira. What is good? Toira is good. And in the parentheses he tells us, v'humida k'negin mida. This is measure for measure. The punishment Hashem is giving this individual by inflicting him with pain and suffering and tragedies, Rachman Latzlan, Lefishu Biza Esa Torah. This person disgraced the Torah. V'asa Oisa Kikli Ein Chayfetz Ba. He made it like a Kli Ein Chayfetz Ba, that no one desires it, no one cares about it. Lachain Gamhu Nisbazel Ein Kol. So too, he'll be disgraced amongst everyone. He'll be inflicted with the pain. He didn't treat something with respect. He will be afflicted with pain. He'll be to some degree treated with lack of respect. And here, why is this? Because he didn't pick up the Torah and he didn't learn Torah. And he could have. He had that ability. But he is mevaz of the Torah. How is he mevaz of the Torah? By not treating with the proper respect. Imagine someone gives you a gift. Gives you a gift. Whatever it might be. Take any example. Whether it's a picture. Whether it's a book. Whether it's a nice pen. A few months later, he comes to your house. And he finds this gift that he gave you. He finds it on the floor. He sees one of the children getting some arm exercises, ripping out the pages. It's always good to get exercise. How is he going to feel? He's going to feel, you don't care about me. You don't care about the gift which I gave you. You're not getting more presents. That's for sure. That's for sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the gift. This is the most precious gift. It is nothing less than oxygen in life. I sometimes wonder, it's a wrong question to wonder, but people without the Torah, the Umos Ha'Olam, the nations of the world, to me it's the lives they live are with such confusion. It's like putting on the GPS and you travel one direction and all of a sudden it says redirecting and takes you the wrong direction. And then when you hit that direction, it says redirecting and takes you another direction. You never get anywhere. And you just go in circles, all confused. I haven't sometimes with my GPS anyway, but and this is how they live their lives. And they have no direction. They have no GPS. The Torah is the GPS to life. Literally nothing less. And I just want to point something out here where the Chafetz Chaim is not making this point. In this paragraph, he discusses it many times in other Sfarim. And the point is that these Yisurim and these inflictions of pain or Rachman Litzlon tragedies that befall a person are for this person's benefit, and it's because Hashem loves this person. Now you don't see that from the words of this paragraph. From the words of this paragraph, it sounds very harsh. It sounds like this person's doing the wrong thing. Wham! The anvil comes down and smashes him. It might be his transmission when he's not under the warranty. Okay? Baruch Hashem, mine was just under the warranty. Who knows what it might be? It starts off small. Sometimes it starts off small. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes Hashem is giving the person wake-up calls. Warnings. Does he listen to the warnings? Does he not? But Hashem is doing this for the person because he loves the person. And he wants him to go back on track. Just like you were just learning in the Hilchos Tshuva from the Rambam. Hashem doesn't want the person to die. Hashem wants the person to get back on track. But if he lives a life, everything is going nice and easy, Sholom Olai Nafshi, everything is going peaceful in my life, there's no reason for a person to start thinking, you know what? Maybe my direction in life is incorrect. But when these things start happening, sometimes a person is Mahar Her B'Tshuva. He starts thinking of Hirhuri Tshuva. Maybe I should change my ways. Oid Omru Chazal, Nodig Marim Brachas Daf Samach Gimel. Kol Hamarpe Atzmoy Midivrei Torah, whoever weakens himself in Divrei Torah, in learning the Torah, this person Ein Bay Koyach Lamar B'Yayim Tzara. He will not have the ability to stand and be successful in a day of tragedy, in the day of tzara. A person who weakens himself, we'll explain the connection. A person who weakens himself in Taira, we'll explain, yeah, that's what we're here for. A person who weakens himself in Taira, what does it mean he weakens himself in Taira? He has the ability to learn, and he doesn't learn. And even if he has the ability to learn for 3 hours, and he learns only 1 hour, that's also called he weakens himself in Torah. When that happens, he will not be able to be successful when Rachmanu Litzlan, some tzaras come up. What does it mean he won't be successful? What that means he won't be successful is he won't pass the test. He won't pass the test and he's going to fall even more. Let's explain what this means. He says over here further, Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hisrapisa, Pasuk in Mishlei, Perichov Dalar Pasuk Yud. Hisrapisa, he became lax, became weak. B'yayim Tzara, the day of your tragedy, Tzar Koicheka. Person becomes weak on the day of his tragedy. The Torah will not protect him and stand up in front of him when sorrow happens, when sorrow befalls this person. As is brought down, Nezoya Kodesh. I want to read now from the translation of the Zoya Kodesh. It says as follows. B'shoa she'odon misrape me'atayra. At the time when the person weakens his relationship to the Torah. And he goes in ways which are not appropriate. He creates enemies that are standing ready to attack. Le'yoyselov mekatrigin, and these enemies will be his prosecuting against him. When is this? Be'yom Tzara, on the day of his tragedy. It could be here in this world, when a person makes a mistake and he has some suffering going on, and he might need some rachmanus. The prosecuting angels will shoot up to Shemayim. You know, I just switched my email host, and it's a little slower. You know, it takes, instead of 1 second, it takes 3 seconds. That's how we work today in this generation. And I see that the time of that little circle is turning. These Malochei Hashareis, they have technology that doesn't exist yet here. And they shoot up right away. And they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Hashem, you know what this person did on that day? You know what he did on that day? He created enemies. Why did he create the enemies? And why did he accidentally shoot? You never shoot out an email. You're like, oh, I didn't mean to send it yet. Happens sometimes, right? Especially when the word spells wrong, and then the wrong word comes up, you go to the spell check, and it could cause some problems sometimes. You don't mean to say that message. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. When a person weakens Torah, we have to understand that Chofetz Chaim is doing for such a chesed over here. Limud HaTorah is not just something, it's a nice thing to do. It's nice to learn how to swim. It's nice to learn how to play golf. It's nice to learn a profession. It's nice to learn a little Torah. Limud HaTorah has to be viewed literally as the oxygen of a Jew, and nothing less. And he's telling us what happens if a person has that time to learn Torah and he doesn't. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Kamasoinim mizumanim kinegdoi." He is creating enemies, these prosecutors, against him. Va'afilu, afil nishmas adam. Even the neshama of the person, shigakoyich shalei, which is his power, his neshama is his power. Hiniyeh seine kinegdoi, his own neshama will turn against him. Shekosuv tsar koyichecha. As it says, on the day of his sorrow, his own neshama, as he's explaining over here, the Zohar Kodesh, will turn against him. His own koyach, koycheko, will be his enemy. His rapisa, continues the Zohar Kodesh, mishim marpe es yado of miakodesh baruchu, shlolis chazek baakodesh baruchu, one who weakened his grasp. What does it mean to learn Torah? Let me give you another mashal. Imagine there's a bully in the playground. There's a bully in the playground. And he's coming over to cause some trouble. You know, a little kid, a bully. And he's about to cause some trouble to another innocent little child. As right before he causes this trouble, he tries to say some nasty words, or might get physical, this little child grabs the hand of his older teenage brother. What does a bully do? He turns around. So I'm not starting up with him. He's got his big brother protecting him. I'm going to try to find someone else who's not bigger than me, who I can say some not nice words to, or I can physically harm him. But when he has that big brother, that teenager protecting him, I'm not going to start up with him. That's just the mashal. The nimshal is very evident, very clear. When a person learns Torah, he holds on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the protection from Hashem. However, his trapisa, when the person became lax in learning Torah, says the Zohar Kodesh, one who weakens his hand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he went off. He didn't do what the most precious thing is in his life. What he could do is learning the Torah. He's expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't care. You give me a gift, I'm going to throw it on the floor. I'm not going to take care of it. He's not holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't learn Torah, means he's not holding on to Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh asks a question. How is it possible for a person to hold on to Hashem? Mishim is chazik b'Torah. One who strengthens himself in Torah is mischazik be'etz ha'chayim. He is strengthening himself with the tree of life. Kipshuto kimashmoy, as simple as that. One who strengthens his limud ha'Torah, he is strengthening his existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life. Mischazik be'etz ha'chayim. V'noisein chayzik l'shchina. It's as if he is giving power and energy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then instead of creating prosecuting angels, he has just created defending angels. Malachi Ashari. So in those prosecuting angels, those blackened, crippled looking malachim came to attack him. On the other side, these powerful, strong Malachi Ashari, whatever vision we think of, the white angels, the pure white angels, whatever how many wings we want to think of, they're standing there and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were created because we came to learn that morning. Not 1 hour, not 2 hours, 3 hours, when we could have been doing other stuff. But where Machshev HaTorah is, and we travel to come to learn, whether it's traveling around the corner, whether it's a 10-minute, 20 minutes over a bridge, paying a toll, whatever it might be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you get Schar Halicha, you get Schar Torah, and you created this Malachi Asharis. Oid Isa, furthermore, in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, from the Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara in Perkei Avos, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol HaShecheich Dover Echad Mimishnosoi, Male olav akosov kiilu mischayev v'nashay. Whoever forgets, says Rabbi Meir, the dover echad, one point of his learning, one thing which he learned, male olav akosov, the Torah views it kiilu, as if mischayev v'nashay, that he is liable for the death sentence from Shemayim. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Rak yishomer lecha, lest you guard yourself, protect yourself. Ushmar nafshecha moid, and protect yourself very well. V'chulei, and you bring as etc. V'gam aidei ze nisgaber ol ha'ivdei kaychavim al Yisrael. We live in a world where there is a tremendous, right now, currently, tragedy taking place in Eretz Yisrael. They want to take the learners, the yeshiva bachrim, not just bachrim, and say, you know what? Protect our country! Protect us! So you know what? Stop learning and go pick up the machine gun. What does the Torah say? What gives us protection? What gives the army success? Says Chazal, Gam ayidei ze nizgaber ol ha'ayvdei kechovim al Yisrael. The power of the goyim becomes strengthened when people can learn Torah and they don't. Does anything have to be said more than that? People can learn Torah. Of course they don't believe in this. Right, but we have to believe in this. You know what that means, that we have to believe in this? What that means, we have to believe in this, means that there's no such thing as what's called bittul Torah. If a person can internalize what this means 100%, how can he chas v'sholom be in the middle of learning and discuss a cheesecake, discuss a Danish, whatever an Irish kite, discuss anything? If he's in the middle of learning Torah, and what that means is, if a person weakens his limud Torah, he gives power to the oivdei avodah zarah, to the Seinei Yisrael. And then he, Rachman Aslan, he reads about a tragedy that took place. Never should take place, never should happen to us. A person has to know, How did they get powerful? How did they get fuel their power? We will stop here for today. Mitzvah Hashem will continue in Mirz Hashem tomorrow with this point.